All right, I was just made aware by the big bosses here that we have an announcement coming up at 9:20. A very special announcement at 9:20. So be sure to be listening. And they're sending me an email here in just a few minutes. I don't even know what the announcement is, but we have a very special one coming up at 9:20 that is in the works.
Break out the trumpet.
Yeah, man. We are. We'll break out the trumpet. All right, how about this? So we gave you this story yesterday in the same window, so it might be a lot of the same audience, which is why I wanted to give you the second day story of this. You remember this story about WPIL and the Mount Lebanon basketball coach, Joe David, right? Who I found to be a really pleasant guy and a good guy, right? And so he went, and they were going to play a basketball game last Saturday against Quaker Valley over in Swickley. They went over there, and he saw that there was an official and a guy named Mario Seneca, and he didn't want to play because of Mario Seneca. And they were going to have a hearing yesterday, and it was really sort of it was a good story that was written and good reporting, but there weren't a whole lot of answers as to why they didn't want to play. And he said, listen, and the way the story was written yesterday in the Post-Gazette was, listen, if this guy officiates the game, we're getting in the car and going home. I don't want him officiating our game. It was a non-conference game, right? And the coach at Quaker Valley, I do know, is Mike Mastriani. Super guy. Super, super guy. Well, the way that this story now has played out is this, that when Mount Lebanon got there, he pulled Mastriani out in the hallway, and he said, listen, I just can't play with this guy there. So they went, and they got the official, and they said, listen, he can't officiate this game. They gave him the pay. He left, and they officiated the game with two people. And we were trying to figure out, well, what was it? You know, was there some deep-seated personal sort of thing between Joe David and this official? Because it does set a really weird precedent. Now, in today's Post-Gazette, after they had this hearing, and after the hearing, it was found out there's going to be no discipline that'll be levied against David or the school at Mount Lebanon. I'll read straight from it. David informed Mastriani of an incident that took place during a 2012 playoff game in which Seneca was the official, one of the officials. He declined to go into specifics about the incident, but Mount Lebanon Athletic Director John Grogan acknowledged that David received the only technical foul of his 20-year coaching career during that game. Full disclosure, John Grogan, also really good guy to deal with. I've dealt with him in the past, super good guy. But is this where we are in, like, youth sports? You got a technical 9 years ago? And so you show up somewhere and the guy's officiating the game and you just don't, he's not going to, you're not going to play or you're not going to coach? I'm, this is odd to me. It is.
Yeah, the whole thing smacks me is just very strange. You know, I'm not in Joe David's shoes, but I imagine if I were, I'd say, all right, I had a run-in with this guy almost a decade ago. I don't like him. I don't care how good of an official he is. And from what I understand, Mario Seneca works like Pac-12 football and has worked Mountain West football in the past. He's a professional official. He goes around and refs all the time. That's what he does, different sports. And so he's a letter of the law kind of guy. And maybe that's why he teed up Joey David years ago. I have no idea. I don't know any of these people, to be quite honest. I don't know if they're good people. I don't know if they're fantastic. I don't know if they had a personal disagreement. But whatever led to the technical years ago, I mean, at the very least, if I were in those shoes of being the head basketball coach at Mount Lebanon, I would say, you know what? We're in the middle of a damn pandemic. We've had to play games in masks. We've had to do this. We've had to do that. I'll get over it for a night so that the kids can play this game. I'm not going to threaten to pull my team off the floor and take them home because I don't like that ref.
Yeah, and you can – now, it's my understanding, too, you can scratch officials from games that you don't want to have during the playoffs, but this is just a regular season game. This is like high school sports. I get it's important. It really is. It's the most important game you're going to play when you're 16 years old. But these are the adults who are facilitating the high school sports. These two guys, and apparently they exchange phone numbers and whatever – like, this isn't a big enough place. You're going to cross paths. It's going to happen. You're both in the basketball world. Figure out a way to get along. Just figure out a way to get along here. Come on.
Like, seriously, some 15- and 16-year-olds just want to go play basketball.
Right.
Get over yourselves.
I look at this story, Jim, and I come away now scratching my head even more because I thought there was going to be something that was never going to be disclosed and that it would leave us to kind of speculate or think in our minds like, man, it must have been some bad business deal or something very personal that happened between these two
men.
Family
thing, maybe.
Correct. Yeah, family thing. And it's all over a technical foul. Again, and I'm not saying who's right or who's wrong here. I'm just saying we can't get to the point in sports where, hey, you can't officiate my game because you gave me a technical foul. Hey, I don't want to officiate your game anymore because I gave you a technical foul 9 years ago. Jim, we just can't get there in sports.
No, he says, Joy David says that he didn't intend to leave.
Right.
That's the other part of this, that got out in the original
story.
He
was going to let Mike his assistant really coach, good. Right?
Yeah, he was going to sit there, and he had no intention of taking his team and going home, which is the way that we understood the original report to read. Man, I would have thought, and the other part of it is that I think I kind of thought this might have been the deal, is that the WPIL hadn't assigned this guy to work Mount Lebanon games since that happened. And this was an independent assigner who didn't know about that. They're in different sections and so forth. And so it was a coincidence that all of a sudden he was on a Mount Lebo game. You would have thought, though, right? What, this is 9 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That at some point, and you're right, it's the basketball community. I mean, this is a big city. It's a big metropolitan area. But still, it's still pretty contained in terms of running into people again and again and again. And you would have thought that over the course of the last 9 years that these guys would have run into each other and they would have, you know, had a good laugh about whatever happened 9 years ago. One technical foul.
I am volunteering the Fan Morning Show to have a Joe David and a Mario Seneca summit if they want to have
porch
it.
Tour.
Yeah, they can have it. They come in right here. It's a little too early to have a beer for a lot of people, not for everybody. A little
porch tour. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, they can, when the world opens up again, or we could do it via Zoom, have it live. We'll have a segment or a half hour, whatever. You guys come on our show. We'll give you equal airtime. You talk it out. You figure it out. We move forward. It's like Gorbachev and Reagan. We don't have to go to Iceland about it. We'll just do it right here in Greentree. It's simple. We got to get past stuff like this. You can't hold grudges over a technical foul.
The airing of grievances.
Yes. Yes. And again, everybody I talked to about Joe David, and I've had chances to deal with him, a good guy. A good guy. I don't know Mario Seneca. The people I've talked to about Mario Seneca, I said, yeah, he's an all right guy. He's an official. He's real straight-laced in terms of an official. Don't screw around in the games that he's kind of officiating. It's just, you can't get... To be in the newspaper about this is an embarrassment for everybody involved. Just, it's high school basketball, man. Come on.
How about that? Mr. Guys
Seneca,
figure out, let us
tear down that
back
wall.
To us.
Right. yes. Oh, anyway, that's...